Hi, this is Ben Zorns from Ellerslie Mission Society. We wanted to give you a peek at a vital part of our Ellerslie semester training. On day two of a semester, Eric Ludi stands before the new troop of students and gives them a message unlike any other message they receive all semester long. It's called Foundations. It's a critical day packed with 4 hours of very significant spiritual matter. Well, to give you a snapshot of this day and its content, we have selected out 18 audio clips from the Foundations message that we think summarize it fairly well. So if you ever decide to come to Ellerslie, you will already be primed and ready. This is clip 1 of 18 entitled The Unique Ellerslie Atmosphere. We hope you enjoy, and if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to contact us at www.ellerslie.com. Here's Eric Ludi.
You guys are going to become acquainted with our atmosphere. I come every day with an understanding of what I'm going to teach. It's mapped out. We have a curriculum. And we fully expect to go through it. We fully expect every day to flow the same way we outlined. However, God is always able to overrule our plans. And so as a matter of principle, God is in control, not man. However, God is an orderly God. And so he has no problem with us creating a pattern that honors him and that centers our agenda around him. And so, as a matter of principle, we always intend, even in the midst of revival in our midst, to follow the pattern of the day. And so we wake up still with the intention of having prayer in the morning and having our study time, even in the midst of revival, which we watched last semester in a mighty way sweeping across this campus, where literally entire days were spent on our faces crying out. We had an entire day of confession of sin. It was one of the most profound days. We had 45 baptisms, not just from in here, but from the community around, where people are just moved on by God. 45 baptisms in the lake in a 10-day period. It was unbelievable. And guess what? When students be like, well, what do? We actually, you know, still go to class? Yes, we still intend to do it. It doesn't mean that God doesn't overrule it and change the plan when we get there, but we keep an order to our atmosphere. If you have a burden upon your heart, something that you feel needs to be shared, I want you to know that this is a practice ground for learning how to follow the direction of God in your life. There are going to be times throughout this semester where God is going to move upon your heart to get up and speak something. And you're going to be like, no, no way. I am not about to do that. And you will learn through this process that it is always a very good thing to obey. When you obey what the Spirit of God is doing in you, no matter how weird you feel, no matter how strange it is, and you'll have every argument in your head. And the arguments become totally ridiculous after you obey and you see what God does. It's like, why was I even hesitating? Because you oftentimes are more concerned about what you will be perceived as. You want to come across as together. And God wants to evidence the fact that you are dependent. You need him. You all have frailties in your soul. There are possibly addictions in every soul as you're coming in here. Dependencies where you are leaning on things outside of Jesus Christ. And God is sort of interested in knocking that out. It creates a vulnerability in you, and you don't want that vulnerability of when you are falling to the ground after that little crutch was removed to be in front of anyone. It's like, I want to sort of show that I'm strong and I'm put together. Well, that isn't how the body of Christ works. The interesting thing about it is when you show weakness in front of this audience, I want you to realize their esteem for you increases. I want you just to ponder that. If someone came up and said, I've been really struggling with this addiction in my life, suddenly you're like, that guy has guts. You actually esteem it because you're thinking, I'd love to be able to acknowledge something like that, but there's no way I ever could. It shows spiritual substance and strength to be able to follow and heed and obey the voice of God in your life. And so as we progress through this, you're going to sort of get familiar with how this atmosphere works. There are times when I walk in, someone will come up to me and say, I just really feel that I need to say this. I'll say, okay, when I get up there, why don't you come on up, or I'll call you up, okay? And they're trembling the whole time. And they come up and they grab the microphone and it's shaking all around. And I need to say this. And what's interesting is if you ask those people at the end of the semester what some of the most significant moments were, it was when they stepped forward in obedience. Obedience doesn't just happen here. It might happen out there, outside of the classroom, where God is moving upon you and you need to go and ask forgiveness from someone. You need to confess that what you said was actually not true. You need to call your parents back home and make something clear. These are not enjoyable things. You wouldn't call them that. It's like, oh, that was fun. That's not the description you would use any more than Jesus would say, oh, the cross was fun. It was the joy set before him that enabled him to endure the cross. The cross is not necessarily an enjoyable process. Having nails piercing your body and pinning you to pieces of splintery wood is not fun. And anyone who tries to describe it that way has never gone through it. I remember Reese Howells describing it this way. He said, when you stand in a place of intercession, you feel every inch of it. Well, that's an interesting statement. When you stand in the place of intercession, you feel every inch of it. You know that Jesus took it all, the wrath of God, without mixture? He took it all. That's an incredible statement because it's going somewhere. And it's either on you or on him. And he took it. And when you take that stand and you begin to rise up for truth and you say, God, I'm willing to carry a cross, there is a feeling of difficulty. The amazing thing about it is God does create a buoy. He is the buoy. When we cast our cares upon him, he is faithful. He is able to carry things. His burden is light. He carried the heavy one. He will enable you to walk through this. There is a feeling of difficulty and pain in the process. There's no doubt about it. But on the far side of the cross is resurrection life. If you really are after life, I'm going to speak to you the recipe for life over and over and over and over again throughout this semester. It's death. You have to get out of the way. You have to die to live. Why does that have to be the case? Why do I have to die? You have to die to live.
So there you have it, a peek into the unique Ellerslie atmosphere. Thank you for listening. If you are interested in sampling the other audio clips from this 18-part series, or just interested in more information about Ellerslie training, then please visit our website at www.ellerslie.com. This is Ben Zorns from Ellerslie Mission Society, cheering you on as Christ cultivates his set-apart life within you.